Our final case this morning is number 21-1438, IPA Technologies versus Google, Ms. Momberg.
Good morning, Your Honors. The evaluation of reasonable pertinence is a problem-driven analysis, and it requires the articulation and comparison of the problem confronted by the patent and the reference. Here, the board legally erred when it failed to articulate any problem solved in the 128 patent and invention, which integrates known GPS technology and speech recognition into the inventor's agent architecture. Second, the record does not and cannot support that a skilled artisan would have reached for the Steiner reference, which relates to handheld personal digital assistance with a GPS antenna in solving the 128 patent and invention. This alone is grounds for reversal. The board did not articulate any problem solved by the 128 patent and invention, nor could it, because quite simply, there was not a new problem or challenge solved in the 128 patent. The 128 patent issued from a continuation in part. The inventors took their distributed agent architecture claimed in the parent application and added GPS. This addition extended the benefits of the inventive architecture and capitalized on the problems already solved by the new architecture. The very benefit of the inventive distributed agent architecture allowed for it to be dynamically expandable, allowing for the integration of limitless agents written in different programming languages to be added to one system and used to efficiently accomplish user tasks. In short, these things were accomplished by registering agents and their capabilities with a facilitator using a common language, thus allowing limitless agents to interact through the facilitator to accomplish user tasks in an efficient manner. In the CIP, the inventors here specifically added a GPS agent for location ascertainment to their inventive architecture. Embodiments disclosed provided for various agents, including user interface agents, natural language agents, and location-aware agents, providing positional information using GPS. All of this, the patent discloses, improve the mobile user experience. Many embodiments are disclosed, which show the benefits to the user by allowing drivers and passengers to interact with the navigation system and communicate. But the 128 patent didn't solve a new problem. It merely took the distributed agent architecture and again, added GPS. The board stated that the 128 patent invention includes a, quote, location ascertainment aspect, and that's at Appendix 24. But an aspect of the invention does not meet the reasonable pertinence test, which requires that the actual problem in the patent must be articulated and then compared with the problem confronted in the Steiner reference. Here, the patent explains that GPS was known, that it was a new technology, it was known, it was available in cars already. There was no problem in integrating GPS. The patent doesn't talk about any issues or concerns with integrating that new agent into the architecture. And it, again, explains that it was well known. And this also was corroborated by Google's own expert, Dr. Olson.
So if GPS isn't new, then how can the addition of GPS make the thing non-obvious?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
If GPS isn't new and wasn't a problem that had to be solved, why is the addition of GPS in the 128 patent an addition that's non-obvious?
Your Honor, this is a perfect example of a situation which comes up time and again in patent law, which is where there is a new combination of known elements. And we cannot get to an obviousness discussion in this case unless and until we
You're saying the prior art's not relevant because it's not addressed to a problem that was solved by the patent. And then at the same time, you're saying the addition of GPS helps to make this patentable. It's a little inconsistent.
Your Honor, it's not inconsistent if you consider that these inventors invented this agent architecture. The agent architecture itself is an established priority date in 1999. The inventors filed a continuation in part, which merely added in combination with known technology. The novelty of this invention is still within the agent architecture itself. They merely thought to add the GPS component to their architecture, which was already patented and which this patent relies on the priority date for. Polaris and other cases in this court consistently cite to the fact that often patents are new combinations of known components. And that's exactly this case, except that the known component of the agent architecture was actually the inventor's invention. And they capitalized on that and expanded it and extended it by adding in an additional agent, which was GPS. They were the only ones that could do that because the architecture itself was patented and it was their patent. Does that establish our belief that this is not inconsistent, or do you have further questions?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. As I indicated, Google's own expert, Dr. Olson, testified that GPS was well known to the public, that this was not special knowledge of one skilled in the art. In fact, he stated that GPS was publicly known. It was in the public eye. It was not hidden. That's at Appendix 6661, lines 1 through 5. He was very clear that this was not, GPS alone was not a special knowledge known to one skilled in the art. And that is exactly the problem here. Where we're considering whether or not a reference is reasonably pertinent to one skilled in the art, we have to consider whether a skilled artisan would have reasonably consulted the reference in solving the relevant problem confronted. And here there is no indication that a skilled artisan, or indeed anyone, would have consulted the Steiner reference when faced with what the inventors were doing in the 128 patent, which was taking their distributed agent architecture with the facilitator, the common language, and integrating that with other known components such as GPS and natural language agents. There's no challenge confronted in the 128 patent that would logically require Opposa to reach for Steiner to help him solve. Put another way, the commonality between Steiner and the 128 patent, and the only commonality, is GPS. But GPS was well known by the public at large, and in fact, as stated in the patent itself, it was already available in Mars. There is nothing to cause a skilled artisan to reach outside of the field of endeavor. Here, which the board found, is that distributed agent architecture, to look at a reference relating to personal digital assistants with smart antennas and GPS. And if the court doesn't have any further questions, I'll turn it over to my opponent.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Malmberg. Mr. Modi.
Good morning again, Your Honors. May it please the Court. The Board correctly determined that Steiner is analogous art under the reasonably pertinent test. In fact, as this Court knows, this is a question of fact. Substantial evidence more than supports the Board's decision. So if you look at the Board's decision, we believe it's well-reasoned and again supported by substantial evidence. The Board started with laying out the legal standard. You can see that at 819, it recognized that it had to address identify the problem in the patent and in the prior art. And then the board said, it looked at the evidence and basically concluded that Google had met its burden. The board started with the disclosures of the 128 patent. You can see that at 820. The board noted that this patent, 128, is a continuation in part. And what was added to this patent was the concept of adapting OAA to a mobile computing environment with GPS. Judge Dyke, as you pointed out, that was precisely what they were trying to do with this patent, and the board recognized that the claims and the specification recognized that the addition here was the idea of adding GPS and location ascertainment. The board turned to the state of the art. It looked at the Martin reference, which was the main prior art reference here. It recognized that reference taught the distributed architecture already. So what was left was the location ascertainment aspects. So then the board basically rejected their view that the reasonable pertinent problem here is directed to only distributed agent architecture. And then it concluded, it looked at Steiner, said Steiner also pertains to the same problem, and that on appendix A24 to 25, the board said Steiner is reasonably pertinent to the problem addressed by the 128 patent and would have commended itself to one seeking to solve the problem. Both are concerned with adapting a computing system to a mobile environment by the incorporation of GPS and the like in order to ascertain the user's location on the electronic map. And in fact, in doing so, the board looked at Dr. Olson's testimony. So the board's decision here is more than well supported and we believe should be affirmed. We also raised the argument that the field of endeavor test also, the board should have found the reference analogous. The only thing I want to point out there is IPA asserts that Google should have cross-appealed. We did not need to cross-appeal, Your Honor. In fact, it would have been improper to cross-appeal in this case. So I just wanted to make that point, and unless the court has any questions on that issue.
This is a doctrinal question more than one specific to the case, but some of the language in our cases about what constitutes analogous art focuses very specifically on the problem that this particular inventor was trying to solve. How does one square that with the aspect of KSR that quite specifically says that at least obviousness analysis as a whole cannot be limited to what problem the particular patentee was trying to solve, but problems that anybody of skill in the art might have been trying to solve that might have led to this?
Right. So, Your Honor, I agree with you. I think the analogous art, as this court has said, it's looked at broadly, and I think consistent with KSR, this court should look at broadly. And I think if you look at the specific facts of the case, I think they want to say today that if you bring that to sort of apply that to here, that they're saying, well, the inventors weren't concerned with GPS, but that's not what they said. So if you look at, for example, in the gray brief, 3, they said, there's no indication that the inventors would have reached for Steiner in their quest to integrate GPS with the inventive architecture. We think that's fatal to their case here, because that's precisely why 104 in a skill would look at Steiner. And there was, of course, testimony from Dr. Olson on that point. So unless Your Honors have any other questions, we request that this court affirm.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Modi. Ms. Malmberg.
Yes, Your Honors, if I could just address a couple of issues. Mr. Modi pointed to the indication in our brief that this was an integration of GPS. And just because the inventors integrated GPS into their inventive agent architecture, that in itself does not represent a problem. There has to be an actual challenge. Problem indicates a challenge that the inventors were trying to solve. And in this situation, there is no indication. Google has not pointed to any indication. There's no indication in the specification or the file history or even with Google's own expert, Dr. Olson, that there was any challenge presented with integrating GPS with the agent architecture. GPS, again, it was known. And in fact, Dr. Olson points out that he says, GPS, what is the location? Or I just go online and I look it up. Anybody can tell me what my current location is. This was not hidden. It was not obscured. It did not sit in one paper in the corner of the universe. People knew about it. So there is absolutely nothing, again, with the fact that just because GPS was integrated with the agent architecture, that this presented any sort of issue, problem, or challenge that would cause one skilled in the art to go and look for a way or assistance in integrating it. And again, the board's statement that the, quote, problem included a location ascertainment aspect is just not sufficient to articulate a problem under this court's precedent in Donner, which similarly required a reversal where the board failed to articulate a problem.
Okay, anything else?
No, Your Honors, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted. That concludes our session for this morning.